AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's attacking critics of his Iran war strategy as traitors is after a second round of talks were thrown into doubt by U.S. military actions. Still, Sagar Meghani reports Pakistan is preparing for those talks.
A tenuous ceasefire will expire in 2 days, and President Trump tells Bloomberg News he's highly unlikely to renew it. Over the weekend, the U.S. attacked and seized an Iranian-flagged vessel it says tried to evade the Navy's Iranian ports blockade. Tehran is vowing to respond. Iran's foreign ministry this morning said there were no plans to take part in more U.S. talks, but also did not rule it out. President Trump told the New York Post Vice President Vance and other U.S. negotiators were, quote, heading over now to Pakistan for the meeting. Vance's motorcade arrived at the White House after those remarks were published, meaning he had not left for Islamabad. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Mexico's government says a Canadian tourist was killed and 6 other people injured when a man with a gun opened fire at the Teotihuacan pyramids. It says the shooter died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. And at Donahue reports Blue Origin's New Glenn rocket has been grounded after a failed satellite launch.
Rocket blasted off from Florida Sunday. Blue Origin says a bad engine left a satellite in the wrong orbit, dooming it. The recycled first-stage booster performed well, landing on an ocean barge several minutes into the flight. But the upper stage was unable to put the satellites into a high enough orbit. New Glenn launches are on hold until Blue Origin and the Federal Aviation Administration complete their investigation. NASA is counting on New Glenn to launch lunar landers for the Artemis Moon program. I'm Ed Donahue.
And Tim Cook stepping down as Apple CEO. This is AP News. Where to get rare earths? Julie Walker looks at one source.
In South Africa, a U.S.-backed project aims to extract highly sought-after rare earth minerals used in electronics and defense systems from industrial mining waste. It's also part of a Trump administration plan to reduce reliance on China. Developer Rare Rainbow Earths CEO George Bennett says there's another benefit to the plan.
We've got the best of both worlds there, because the rare earths that we're going to produce is going to drive the green energy and green technology.
Researcher Alcino Massey says it's a promising project.
The U.S. knows that they can gain a lot from South Africa, which is why, as much as they're fighting us, they also want us to be on their side.
The U.S. committed $50 million despite relations with South Africa plummeting to their lowest point in decades. I'm Julie Walker.
There are more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.